USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The GOP is pulling out all the stops in Georgia. The balance of power will be determined by the Georgia Senate runoff elections the first week of January. First Lady Melania Trump introduces her husband to the Georgia crowd.
Let your voices be heard, Georgia. Get out and vote for Senator Leffler and Senator Perdue. Thank you, and God bless you and your families. It is now my pleasure to welcome the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
The United States House of Representatives voted on Friday to decriminalize marijuana at the federal level. As the bill moves to the Senate, the legislation does not legalize cannabis across the country. It just stops the federal government from interfering with states and eases banking restrictions still in place since the 70s when pot was put on the controlled substance list. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
As Americans prepare to get the COVID-19 vaccine, let's take a look at some people that have already taken the vaccine in clinical trials. USA Radio News' Dan Rocky reports.
A vaccine against the coronavirus may be days away from receiving an emergency use authorization from the Food and Drug Administration. The agency will meet on December 10th to decide whether to issue the EUA for Pfizer's vaccine. So if approved, what side effects will people experience? Glenda Shields was part of the trial study for the Pfizer vaccine and tells Fox News about the side effects that he experienced after getting the shot.
I've never really had a reaction to a vaccine before, and I did have a reaction to this one. I had headaches and fatigue were the big thing. I didn't take, you know, any kind of like aspirin or ibuprofen on the first shot. The second shot I did, and it muted all the effects. It was about 24 hours worth, and then there was a lot of shot site pain. Probably 48 to 72 hours.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
A Kid of the Year has been selected. USA Radio News Val Dior explains.
Gitanjali Rao was selected out of a field of more than 5,000 U.S.-based nominees. While Time has selected a Person of the Year for 92 years, it's the first time they've named a Kid of the Year. Gitanjali's list of achievements is inspiring. The Denver teen is working on finding an easy way to use technology to help detect contaminants like parasites in water. She's working on a product that could help diagnose opioid addiction at an early age. And Kindly is her anti-cyberbullying invention. It's an app and Google Chrome extension that uses AI technology to be able to detect cyberbullying at an early age. She's mentored 30,000 students and also runs innovation workshops around the world for other kids interested in STEM. That's science, technology, engineering, and math. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
In 1949, Winston Churchill was named Man of the Half Century, and the last issue of 1989 named Mikhail Gorbachev Man of the Decade. The December 31st, 1999 issue of Time named Albert Einstein Person of the Century.
Marry a man with a square head, no neck, and hair on his thumbs. You know what your kids will turn out to look like? Hello.
Actor David Lander, who played the character of Squiggy on the ABC comedy Laverne and Shirley, has died after a decades-long battle with multiple sclerosis. His wife, Kathy Fields Lander, confirmed he was 73 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.